You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. What do you mean by selling it below market? Why did you mention that?
Well, like if you transfer a property to your child,
yeah,
you may decide that you'll sell it to them for part of the value and the rest of it would be a gift, right?
Right, but for property tax purposes, it won't make any difference.
Exactly, that was what I was saying. But regardless of how the sale or transfer happens, that from the property tax perspective, it's the assessed value.
I tell you, you brought up a question that would be good for a tax attorney because it has nothing to do. It brings up other ramifications
right,
in terms of capital gains and, you know, are you selling something below market? The county assessor doesn't care. If you're transferring to your child, it doesn't matter. But you bring up other points.
No, and I do understand that's a combination of a gift and a sale, and then the other tax laws are going to address that if the property is sold below market rate. So.
Right, and so if you want your children to have the benefit of your Prop 13 base, you just need to file with our office within 3 years of the transfer.
Okay.
And, you know, what's interesting about this Proposition 58 is you can transfer back and forth from children to parents and parents to children as many times as you want. Mm. Also, you don't need to plan ahead for it. So let's say that you want to leave the property for your children in your will. All they need to do is know that they can file for this within 3 years after inheriting the property, and they will still get the property tax base. But now there's one little catch here that many people aren't aware of, and that is that let's say that you have two kids and they inherit your property, and only one of them wants the property. When one of those two kids buys out the other one, that is a 50% change in ownership and will be reassessed because there's no exclusion between siblings. The exclusion is between parents and children and children and parents, and there's also an exclusion for grandchildren, which is the trivia question that I'm going to give the answer to later.
Right, when you could transfer it to your grandchild. So the answer would be if you had two children and only one wanted to live there, hopefully if you had enough of an estate where you had value equal to the house, you could give the house just to the one child so he could accept your old tax base, and then the other child would get something else in return, not having them sell it.
Right, which is sometimes difficult to set up ahead of time.
But so there are no issues here about the age of the parents?
No, none.
And even the number of times that this can be repeated back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, what's the story with repeating
it? And it doesn't influence at all your other exemptions. So, for instance, if my husband and I own two homes, mm-hmm. one of which is a rental, which we would maybe eventually transfer to our child.
Right.
Our other home that's our primary residence, when we got over 55, we could still take advantage of transferring our own basis to another home without interfering with the transfer of the other property to our child, right?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. And then after you transfer the base, you do the Prop 60, that you transfer your base to a replacement property,
mm-hmm.
you can still give that base value on the replacement property to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually do both if you do the Prop 60 first and then the Prop 58 on that replacement property.
So could you do this transfer with more than one property if the total combined value is below $1 million?
You can do when it's your principal residence. Now, this is different for Prop 58 than Prop 60. To qualify as your principal residence, you have to have a homeowner's exemption on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the $7,000 exemption that saves you $70 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You can transfer principal residences and there is no limit. So if you own two houses like you do, if you move into one and you get your homeowner's exemption, you can transfer that to your kids and they will get your tax base. Then you could move to the next house, get your homeowner's exemption and transfer that. And you would never eat into your $1 million limit.
Mm-hmm.
So but your two houses,
because the $1 million limit is above and beyond the homeowner's exemption property.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Correct. It's only for those properties that you transfer that don't have the homeowner's exemptions mm-hmm. that, by definition, aren't your principal residence.
Okay. Huh. Very interesting.
And is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks a lot for going into that for us.
You're very welcome. And again, finally, the caveat is, you must list your property with Mark Schneidman. It's just a little, you know, little known fact that, that people seem to overlook. And boy, they go to pay their taxes. And...
Well, now that my mother has retired from real estate.
Perfect. Perfect.
Up till now, I've always had my mom to do this for me, and nobody can compete with mom.
I don't blame you. Thanks, Ann.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Ann. We're going to take another caller, but I want to, after this caller, I want to also go have you explain again on the number of times you could do this between parent and child or transferring, because at one time I thought on Prop 60 that allows you to buy equal or lesser for a home on your homeowner exemption, your primary residence. I thought you could do that only once.
That's correct. For Prop 60,
okay.
You can only do it once in your lifetime, and it's actually tracked throughout the state.
Now, there is some unusual, there could be a huge exception, like it has to be a huge medical problem, or you do make some exceptions sometimes?
If you are severely disabled, you can take advantage of the Prop 60 transfer of a base year value to your replacement property, and actually the age doesn't matter there. And when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. Let's say that you got in an accident and you're severely disabled and you have a two-story condominium and you want to move to a single-story house.
And you've already moved once into there.
Right. They'll let you claim a Prop 60.
So that's the exception to Prop 60. But there's Prop 110 that specifically addresses disabled, and that's regardless of age. So you don't have to meet the 55 age criteria.
Correct.
Severely disabled, you could transfer your tax base as per. So it's the 58 where you can transfer your tax base to a child. That's the one that you can do more than once?
That's right. That's right.
How are you going to do that more? Who does it more than once? I don't understand how that's going to happen.
Well, if you had, a number of properties like the previous caller, and you had two homes and you want to transfer to two kids, then you just move into one principal residence and you transfer the base to one child, and then you move into the next principal residence and transfer the base to the next child. And then if you had a,
But once you move once into the first residence, you can only transfer your base once.
Well, no, you're talking Prop 58, you can transfer it the parent-to-child exclusion. We're not talking Prop 60 here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking the replacement property over 55. We're talking the parent-to-child exclusion. So you can do that. Your kids would then own the property, and so they would have your base year value.
And you create a homeowner's exemption for property number two.
Right. And then it qualifies as your principal residence. And so then there is no limit. Yeah. How many times?
Well, that
you
applies
can do
to
that.
A lot of people in Santa Barbara because everyone owns like four or five homes, and they get to juggle around and move in. We have a caller. What's that?
Typically the case.
Sure, we have a caller, Ken from Santa Barbara, about new construction. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
How much is my $25,000 going to cost me to put an addition on the side of my house? Is that going to take my $1 million away that I'm only paying $2,000 a year taxes on?
The way that new, under Proposition 13, again, there's only two instances that causes a reassessment, a change in ownership and new construction. If you have a house and you want to put an addition on, only the addition is assessed as new construction. You keep your base value on your land, so land wouldn't get reassessed, and the existing structure maintains its assessment. Let's say you have a two-bedroom addition that you're adding to it. As of the date of completion of that two-bedroom addition, we will add the value of that as of that date of completion. So your assessment only goes up by that much.
How do you come up with the value? If I do the work myself,
are you going to get a permit for your addition?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the permit is how we find out about it, and I have a staff of appraisers, and they will determine what the fair market value of that addition is. And it may or may not be the actual cost that you incurred to construct it.
Can I argue with that?
Oh, absolutely you can argue with it.
Time on weekends with my little teeny hammer and nails and stuff, you know, and I didn't hire anybody at $83 an hour.
Right. Now, under Proposition 13, it's the fair market value of new construction and the transfers of ownership. So the theory behind it is equalization, and so everybody's treated equally. So that's why your addition, whether you were able to save money on it or not, isn't relevant. We're looking at the fair market value, value. As of the date of completion.
Right.
I better do shoddy work so it won't be a value.
Well, we would take that into account.
Do you realize that if you put an addition on your house and you want an extra bathroom in it, mm-hmm. and they want you to have an extra water meter, they call unless you make it part of the house. They want extra water meters, so they can ding you $50 a month for water for the forever and ever and ever.
We'll
and
have
ever.
To get a building supervisor on to discuss that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for calling, Ken. Just for everyone else, I just wanted to warn them, if you build a, there's another little known fact, if you build a guest house, a detached unit, that you must allow 2 weeks a year for a county employee to stay there in addition to getting reassessed. Just to follow up to the last caller, you know, you do a $25,000 construction, 1% of $25,000 is $250 a year. That's what essentially, ostensibly, your tax would go up to. And also to recap on this transferring to of your tax base to your children, of your primary residence, where you have your homeowner's exemption, mm-hmm. in addition, that $1 million that you could transfer out. So if you own a rental property, or if you own a commercial property, it's not falls under the umbrella of 58 transferring your tax base there of your primary residence. You could transfer, and I don't like any of this because that means you're not going to sell it. You're just going to give it to your kids, and then I don't get to list it. Be that it as may, here's a key part of this. You could transfer up to $1 million. And obviously you're going to do that just once. Once you hit the million, it's over.
Right.
And but you might say, well, $1 million of properties in Santa Barbara is so high. But the key, and Joe, I had this question and we talked about it during the break. It's the assessed value, not the current market value. So if you've been sitting on property for a long time, the assessed value is going to be low due to Prop 13.
Right. And that is tracked throughout the state. So the $1 million is tracked throughout all 58 counties.
We know the government is tracking everything we do. There was an article that I cut out also a long time ago. Tom McClintock was talking about Prop 13 and the 1%. And remember, the big change was that it used to be 2.67%.
Yeah, it used to be before Proposition 13 that the Board of Supervisors could actually set the tax rate on an annual basis to meet their revenue needs. And so on average, it was about 2.67% is what Mr. McClintock was saying.
Unless they wanted a new skylight down at the courthouse building, and maybe they'd bump it up a little bit.
Isn't that beautiful, that skylight? That
Not
is
if
really
Trudy
something.
Carey was here. Trudy Carey, she's a local developer, mm-hmm. and she doesn't put skylights in any of her units because she doesn't want the headaches. But I disagree with her. I think they'll last a long time. You maintain them. And yes, there's some maintenance involved, but it's worth it.
You know, when this project is done, I invite people to come on down and take a look at it. It is truly a magnificent building, and it's really exciting to be part of it.
You're going to have a little reception wine and cheese opening?
I think we will.
Here's my card. Please call me and invite me. We'll try to hit this other issue on how the county reassessed. That's my card. You thought I was kidding.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. On a
sales price, you know, that you're supposed to be market value. When you sell the house, that's your base. Well, we have virtually no time. I just wanted to thank you, Joe Holland, for coming in. We had a
My
few
pleasure.
Other things that we'll have you back on. Santa Barbara County will never change. They're never going to accept. That's never going to happen. There's no reason to. I wouldn't if I was the county. Why would I accept lower market value properties?
It would be up to the Board of Supervisors. It's not something I determine.
And I will tell you that I sold a house. Mm-hmm. It was owned by people in Argentina. They were represented by lawyers in L.A. So I was not representing the seller. I was representing the buyer. And it sold on the west side. Really, it was an unbelievable deal. And I knew it was a deal, so we couldn't really argue. And the county assessor came out and said, no, you're not paying taxes on that price. You're going to up it. And they upped it like 15%. Mm-hmm. Significant. But since the price was only $150,000, it didn't matter too much. But they're real happy. Joe Holland, been my guest today. Thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take a break, come back for the final segment. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.